Pickaxe.
If you like to eat stress-free and healthy, like me, you can do it this spring with Factor. They have delicious, ready-to-eat meals, everyone is fresh, never frozen, and chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 different options, including popular ones such as Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or like me, vegan and veggie. There are more than 60 add-ons you can discover every week, such as breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feeling good all day long. So what are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. If you're looking for gourmet options, there are meals that have premium ingredients, such as filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini and asparagus. And they are no fuss, no mess. Factor eliminates the hassle of prepping, cooking and cleaning up. Simply heat and enjoy the good stuff. You can customize your weekly meals with flexibility to get as much or as little as you need, and you can pause or reschedule deliveries at any time. Factor is your solution for fast premium meals without the need for cooking. This month, we're celebrating Earth Day. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals. So head on over to factormeals.com/pickaxe50 and you can use code PICKAXE50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your second box. That's PICKAXE50 at factormeals.com/PICKAXE50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is going. Check it out.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Hello and welcome to 0 Degrees, the podcast with no qualifications where we solve your complications. I'm Harry and I'm joined by my good friends Lydia and Revs. How are
hello,
you doing?
Hello. How are you?
How are we doing, guys?
Good, I'm good. Firstly, we're going to have a hangover check.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's true.
Anyone hungover?
So, I stayed up very late last night for the Super Bowl. I had a little Super Bowl party. Not hungover.
Oh, so not drinking hungover. Super Bowl, or just that you didn't? You just don't have a hangover.
I was drinking.
You're not hungover.
Not even a slight
headache. I feel like we should still count that though.
Not even dehydrated. Only had about 5 beers.
Wow.
Okay. You know, there's some people out there who think, "What, 5 beers? Yeah, 5. Fuck me, and you're fine."
Well, I'm a machine.
Yeah, 5 beers for us is not a huge amount.
Oh, but they were the little cans.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was thinking pints. How late did you stay up then for it? What time did it finish?
3:30 in the morning.
Oof.
Yeah.
Oh God. Was it fun? Was it good?
No.
Oh.
I don't like the NFL. I went to an NFL game this year in London. Well, last year in London with my brother and friends, and it's not for me, but I was like,
it's a fucking boring ass sport. I'm sorry, Americans. Yeah. It's so boring.
There's so much stopping and starting. But I was like, you know what? Sarah's here. She's invited me to watch the Super Bowl to a party. I was like, I've always wanted to go to a Super Bowl party and like eat all the snacks and pretend I know what's happening. And I kind of did know what was happening.
The thing is, it's a different vibe when it's happening in early afternoon versus happening at midnight is when you start.
Yeah.
I got into it. Because I understand the rules now.
Yeah.
But it ended really badly. It's made me like, this sport's really dumb.
Who won?
I guess I could say, if you have not watched the Super Bowl, for some reason, skip forward. It was the Kansas City Chiefs.
Was the other one the Eagles?
I wanted the Eagles to win.
I wanted Eagles because they sound cool.
Yeah.
Lovely big bird.
So dumb. I just kept shouting,
bang, bang, bird gang.
What did you eat? You were telling me about some snacks you had, some Super Bowl snacks.
Yeah, so people made like nachos and dips and stuff. So our friend Kat made, it was Baba Ganesh.
Baba Ganesh.
That sounds like a curse.
Don't know what it is. It sounds like a curse.
It's yummy.
Is
it
like aubergine
dip?
It's like an aubergine dip. It was pretty banging. Our friend Paul made us like some weird like chicken dip, buffalo chicken dip.
I love the idea of just a meat dip. Do you know what I mean? Just I imagine the stuff they put into chicken nuggets, just like the blended chicken puree.
Tell you what, it was the best thing. It was so good.
Mm.
And then there was like a jalapeno popper dip that had like a crust on the top of it. It was like weird.
Oh.
I had to take a special shit pill because I was just like so much cheese.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh, what an intro to the podcast. Ravs is Super Bowl time.
Shit pills.
Lydia, you've been wrangling cats, I hear.
I understand why the phrase, it's like herding cats, is a thing because I took all three cats mine to the vets today at once to get their vaccinations.
Oh my God.
And trying to get all three into their own little boxes of what they consider to be torture is absolute hell on earth. One of them is very stupid and it's just like, okay, this is fine. I quite like this. Oh, there's dreamers in here. Oh, I like it in here. This is fine. Wait a minute, you shut the door. What the fuck? So he's okay. But Pam is a wily coyote and she just... immediately, like she hears like the vague sound of a cat carrier and it's just like under the bed. It doesn't matter what, you know, lure, what treats, what dreamies you try and goad her out with. She's too smart. She understands. So did manage to get her out. But
was there any, I have fond memories of taking cats to the vet as a kid and just there being so much shit and puke in the car and just like 10 seconds of driving, just instantly cats are just like, nope.
They get car sickness really easily, don't they? Thankfully, my cats didn't. Like, so Pam, as she was going into the box, proceeded to piss everywhere in fear. So we were both covered in cat piss. That was nice.
That's good.
But yeah, took them to the vets and it was, I felt genuinely exhausted by the whole experience, which is so ridiculous. But by the time I got home, I was just like, I need to actually go lie down for a bit. That was such a pain in the ass. But at least now they're vaccinated and you know. Safe and good. So we're all good.
I'm glad.
How have you been, Harry?
Good, for just living a far less exciting life than the both of you. Just normal times for Harry, not wrestling cats or taking shit pills at the Super Bowl. No.
Wow.
Relatively uneventful when you compare it to that.
Oh.
But doing well, thank you.
Good.
Should we hop into some questions? We don't have long this week. It's going to be a shorter episode, but should we hop into some questions?
Stuff to do.
Yeah, we're busy people this week. Lots of wonderful questions. Lots of questions from our wonderful patrons. So thank you, patrons, keep sending in our wonderful questions. They're great.
Thank you.
Does someone want to grab one?
Sure thing. Dear Lydia, Ravs, and Harry, got a predicament question. Prediquisition for you. Have you ever lived abroad for any significant amount of time?
Mm.
What were your impressions, if so? And if not, where would you move to? I moved to another country, brackets Spain, essentially for my partner a little more than a year ago. And while she loves it, I've really grown to hate it at this point.
Oh my God.
Affecting me mentally. I want to return home, but I'm scared it'll ruin my relationship and the multitude of mutual friendships we share. Please help. Kissy.
Oh, that's a tricky one. That is.
I guess we can start with the first one. What, have you guys ever lived abroad or have you ever, what's the longest time you ever spent in one other country, if not living abroad?
2 weeks, I think, as a holiday, like a 2 week holiday in like Fortaventura or some shit.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I maybe like 3 weeks in America. We went to like a big America trip as kids.
Yeah. But like,
it's America. It's very similar to the UK. Have you ever lived abroad, Lydia?
No, I've never lived abroad. The most I've done is 6 weeks in New Zealand.
My God.
6 weeks
is a long time.
Yeah. It felt like whilst I was there, like I was living there. Like when you're there for more than 2 weeks, it does start to feel less like a holiday. And more, cause you know, I feel like whenever I go on holiday, I hate unpacking my clothes because I have this anxiety about I'm going to put something somewhere and leave it there.
Yeah.
So I tend to sort of just live out of my suitcase. But when you're somewhere for that long, you do just unpack everything and you get into like a real rhythm and routine and it's less like holiday and more just kind of like living somewhere else. But did no, never like properly lived somewhere
Did you like
else.
Being in New Zealand for 6 weeks?
I loved it. Yeah. It's, again, it's similar to living in the UK. It's not like a huge departure. But New Zealand is just so freaking pretty and just chill. And it was warm because I went, because they have, you know, opposite seasons. I went when it was winter here. So it was summer there. It was lovely and like warm, and it was by the sea, and it was just, oh, it was, I really want to go back. I just cannot stomach the idea of that goddamn that 27 so, hour whatever flight.
One of the things also, when you're actually traveling that distance, you have to go for like a decent amount of time to make it fucking worth it. Otherwise, oh, I'm going to New Zealand for a week. And it's like, well, you spent 24 hours on a plane. So that's one day gone. You spend 5 days there and then you're doing 24 hours back. So hope you enjoyed it.
You could never just do a week.
A third of your time was spent flying.
Exactly. Fuck that. I knew someone that had to go back for a funeral and they went back for like a day. So they did the whole flight there, the funeral, and then the whole flight back.
That's also just so expensive. I mean, it's so a funeral. Expensive. You can't put a price on going to a funeral, but that's still so expensive.
Yeah.
I'd take an illness on that shit. I'm sorry. I don't care who you are.
No, I'd get one of those robots with like an iPad. And
oh
just
my
be like,
God, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Look, I'm there, but I'm also just in bed.
But you're only wearing your suit and then like, it's just your undies underneath.
Just constantly doing
and
the gag of getting up.
Stand
out of
up, you think that they've turned it off, and your ass is just unsure of the weight.
Why is your ass? Why have you turned around and got your bum out for the camera?
You had to nip away to get something. Right.
Look, it's funerals are sad affairs. You want to cheer everyone up a little bit. A little bit of bum action will cheer everyone. A little bit of bum action.
Straight a smile.
So I guess we're kind of classically ill-equipped to answer this question then.
As per. But we could say usual. Where we'd like to live, though, if we could live somewhere.
Yeah, where would I like to live? Like, I really, do you know what's really weird? I feel like I've grown to just really appreciate living in England. I feel like there's so many little things, like, you know, just like the awful earthquake that went on in Turkey recently was just like, it's a catastrophic, mind-blowing event of just horrible proportions. Mm. We just don't get any of that in the UK. You know, the worst we get is like a little tremor and maybe, you know, granny falls over. And it's just like, but it's just like, it's such a safe country in so many ways.
Yeah.
And, like, I think I would just hate to live away from my family and friends.
Like, yeah, I was speaking to an American friend the other day and I was like, how do you like live in a place that gets like a hurricane once a year? And they're just like,
how does that work?
Oh, you just get used to it. And it's like, what do you mean you just get used to it?
Oh, my house is destroyed. Like,
yeah. Oh, there's flooding and I have no power for 2 weeks. Yeah, it sounds fun.
Yeah, I feel like that knocks instantly a lot of countries off the list, right? That I'd want to live in that are like, there's very few countries on earth that don't have. Are like us and don't have natural disasters they constantly get smashed by. So maybe it would be like somewhere close and European. Like, I mean, this clearly got a bad report from Spain here, but maybe like Italy or something. You know, it's close enough that you can fly and it's not a complete pain in the ass to go see your family.
Yeah.
Canada for me.
Oh, but again, it's so far.
Never visited. So far. It's far, but I don't know. I idolize Canada in my mind as this wonderful wonderland. I'm kind of scared I'm going to get like Paris syndrome though when I eventually go. You know, the thing when like Japanese tourists go to Paris.
What do you idolize about it though?
I don't know what it is. I've always just had this strange fascination with it and it just looks so beautiful. And, you know.
I think like a big barrier for me is like, I know America is so driving heavy. I don't know, Canada just is as well.
That's why like a city for me, it'd have to be a city.
But then you want to be in the greens. You want to be in the countryside in Canada. That's the Canada you want
to
enjoy.
To the greens, you know.
Yeah, but I feel like is that the thing you say you do and then you live your life never doing it, Joe?
Yeah,
like,
true.
I don't know. What are you, Lids?
I don't know. You've made some really good points now, which has made me second guess everything. Because originally, I've always said I'd love to live in New Zealand for like a year or something like that. But again, they have not super frequent, but they do have like earthquakes and things like that. And also I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure they don't have like NHS or anything, the equivalent. I'd want to live somewhere that has the lovely benefits that we've become accustomed to.
Because the frequency at which Lydia goes to A&E, Jesus Christ, this woman needs it. Guys, keep paying your taxes. Come on.
Please help me.
Please.
So I can't actually say for sure if they do or they're not. On the top of my head, I don't think they do, but maybe they do. That might be wrong. Maybe what you said is a really good point, Harry, that it would be nice to be somewhere in Europe so you could nip back home without it being an absolute nightmare. But I'm definitely a lover of warm climate. So I would say somewhere like Spain. I'll go to Benidorm with the lads. Everyone's speaking English. We're eating fucking fry-ups.
Go to Bravtopia in Benidorm.
Get let's go drink up. At the British Bulldog, get a fry up. Yeah.
Yeah, mate.
Lads, lads, lads.
It wouldn't even feel like I've left, you know? I'd be so comfortable. Or somewhere like Italy or Greece or I don't know, somewhere where it's warm and not too far away, but hopefully I could you'd be in a city and people would speak English. And
I think what's also quite challenging, right, is I feel like we're all equally quite settled in this country in the sense of we have families here, we have lots of strong friendships here, especially in Bristol. So that, like, just the prospect of moving away is really hard. I feel like if maybe we all hadn't gone down this path, maybe we'd be way more free-spirited. And I don't know, I'd be like, okay, fuck it, I can return back and see my family once a year, but I'm just going to go live in fucking Canada with Ravs or whatever. Do you know what I mean?
Aww. Yeah.
Little bromance.
Let's go on a Canadian adventure.
That's cute. Yeah, I feel like I'm not very much of like a free spirit kind of person. I'm not the sort of person that would just like pack up and move somewhere else. Like I do put down roots and I feel very comfortable. And the idea of like huge amounts of change make me really anxious. I'm not that kind of person. Even though we like say our jobs do mean that we could kind of go anywhere because you can stream as long as you've got the internet.
It's kind of ironic that.
We have jobs that allow us to do that, but we're like, no, I'm too scared. Well, although, Lance, you packed up and moved across the country.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. My first move ever. I moved from, I've never lived out of my parents' house and I like, boom, let's go to Bristol.
Opposite side.
It was a spooky move. But, like, you know, I feel like it was kind of easy because, you know, while I have my friends there, we were all on like different schedules and people were busy with work all the time. We weren't really hanging out as much. Like we're still really good friends and stuff, but like, you know, it just felt like it kind of drifted apart a little. It felt kind of easy to move down here because I had a good network of friends already as it was.
I think that's intrinsically what makes maybe even like leaving this situation so unimaginable because you have your friends at work, you have your friends, you also have friends outside of that work. So it's just like all these bubbles are just like, why would I bother going anywhere else?
Why would
else?
I go somewhere else?
Exactly, right?
Yeah, moving somewhere else where you don't know anyone.
And I guess
it's
that's
also funny
that's
as well.
Of,
like, sorry, go, like, go ahead. We were just saying about how the job is something we can do anywhere, but yet we've all like congressed into Bristol. Like, everyone is here now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because like, it's better
to
being together.
Here. It's better. Better together. That's the official stance of 0 degrees, isn't it, mate? Yes. Lads.
Benadome. I also feel like it's hard. I don't know if it's like you get to a certain age and it gets harder to make friends, but especially if you were, say you were doing streaming as a job and I moved to like, I don't know, I'm off to go live in Japan for a year. I would find it so hard to make friends because I'm just working from home. Like I'm not very good at just like going out to a bar and being like, hey, fellow.
Also just language
friends.
Barrier.
Language
like,
barrier.
Even
language
if I was barrier, to move to fucking Italy, I can't speak Italian.
No,
and like,
no, me neither. Like I would find it so hard to make friends just like out of the blue. It's not a skill that I'm very, you know, that I have. Like it's difficult. It's hard. Making friends is hard.
So what do we do for this poor listener?
I think if anything, we just empathize with them. We're just like, yeah, fuck, why did you leave?
I think you just say to your girlfriend, like, hey, look, I hate it here, but say it in Spanish for the extra flex.
Wait, what is it? Someone Google Translate.
Audio Espanol.
Yeah, audio Espanol.
wait, this is so they know exactly.
Versa, por favor.
Is that it?
No, it's 2 beers.
wait. Spanish. Okay. All right, wait. Odio es de luga is I hate it here. Odio es de luga.
Yeah. How that shit?
That's going to go down a real fucking treat. I can already see that. That's going to be really...
No, you got to have a little heart to heart, though, eh?
You have to. Also, you said you've been there for a year. Like, you've made a good stab at it. And if it's not like you've just got there and you're like, oh, hey, I want to go home. Like, you've been there for a year. I think it's fair to say, look, I've really tried this, but I'm just not happy.
I think also, realistically, they can probably tell. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's quite hard to fake or hide all of those feelings. I think the reality is your partner probably knows.
Yeah.
Your mental health's more important.
Also, just being happy.
Like,
just dump him. Just dump him and leave.
Just fucking dump her in Spanish.
Oh, wait.
Hold.
Esta abandonada. Wait.
Lydia, esta, it might be best you stick to bed, Adorm.
Esta abandonada is you're dumped.
You're dumped. Jesus.
Along those lines, my pronunciation isn't quite on point.
No, it was wonderful. It was a fluent, flowing Spanish. I was taken, right to the center of Barcelona, Lydia.
I feel for you.
Wow, it was beautiful.
Thank you.
God, I hope they don't listen to this podcast with their partner.
But that's going to be so awkward.
Oh, yeah. God. I'm sure you can make it work. Long distance is a thing, or compromise is a thing. You can make it work. Yeah. You can make it work.
You can figure it out. Copium. It will work. It will work. Uh-huh. Hopefully. I hope. All right, should you grab another one?
Yes.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, next question is from a Patreon. Thank you so much. It says, hello, 0 degrees. You were just in a plane crash on a desert island. How long would you try to survive before attempting to get rescued, or would you just live there forever?
Oh.
Okay.
I right. feel like our fucking brains have been rotted by video games on this one. I feel like the arrogance at which we're about to say we could just survive is... Because, motherfucker, I'm surviving. I'm living there forever. I'm thriving.
Oh,
on
really?
That desert
what?
Island.
You're crafting, you're collecting, you're side questing.
Yeah.
You're...
I'm a little bit. My one concern is plane crashes aren't known for being the most gentle of like situations.
No, not something that you just tootled away from.
Are we like assuming that the plane's crashed, but I'm like perfectly unscathed?
Yes.
I'm not like horribly on the beach, bones like broken, being like, help! Like, fireball is like, the wood is like burning behind me,
No, you're fine. Maybe a little bruise and a cut here and there, but you're good to go.
I just feel like without the internet, I have so little basic knowledge.
Okay, oh my
to
God, just,
but
yeah.
I have an image for us here, okay?
Okay.
Because you know me, I like my speedy boarding. I was heavily critiqued for it by Harry last time we went.
This
I like to sit at the front
man.
Of the plane. I like speedy boarding.
This man.
So
what the fuck? Why are you showing this to me, a person who is terrified of planes?
But
dude.
If anything, this is good knowledge for you, Lydia, because now you know which seats to pick.
Okay. Oh, so Raz, wait.
Yeah, I'm dead, is what I'm saying. I've died. The 0 degrees plane, the private jet, I'm sat on the front of it. I'm dead.
So
I've died.
Raf's has linked us an image which is basically evaluates the safety of every seat in the aircraft.
Yeah.
With the back of the aircraft lying at around a 32% fatality rate, which sounds pretty bad.
And back middle start... 28, that's pretty good.
Back middle's 28, okay. All
but
right,
the middle
seat
middle aisle
one.
Seats in the centre of the plane are at a 44% fatality rate. Yeah. Something my dad always said was the back of the plane is safer.
Safer, yeah. But you feel the turbulence more, but it's safer.
Well, usually the pilots will land it back wheels first.
Oh.
And so that's, I think the idea is that they land the back wheel first, but then obviously the impact will then snap the front of the plane.
Right. Yeah. So the people in the middle
I like to sit as close to the front as I can get, so I'm dead.
Oh, yeah, you're gone.
I don't know why you love that so much. It's such a weird thing, Lydia. It really, Rhea Raps nearly like had like a funny fooling out over it. He really loves it. And
I
just don't fucking get it.
What, doing it at the front? Tell us why. Walk us through it.
No,
What's
no,
nice
I don't
it?
Care about the front. Like, just speedy boarding.
Oh.
I really love speedy boarding. I know that the plane is going to take off at the same time, okay? I know that. But I like to get in there before everyone else has put their bags in. I get to put my bags where I want them, directly above my seat. I don't need to walk halfway down the aisle to find a space that there's a bag to put in. And then I get to sit in my little seat, and I'm sat there already comfy. I can go through my phone and pick up my podcast or my music that I'm going to listen to on the flight. And I'm just sitting there all comfy instead of, you know, waiting forever. And then everyone sat on the plane and you have to get on the plane and everyone's like, this fucking knobhead, look at him, he's holding up everyone. Where were you? Were you at the gate late, you prick? I don't want that. I don't want the judgment. I want to be on ASAP.
But my argument is
a little fancy sitting at the front. The
plane seats are usually far less comfortable than the seats you actually get at the boarding gate. That's which usually are really uncomfortable. But the plane seats, you're about to sit in that seat. Cramped. I'm about to sit in that seat for as long, you know, for as least time as possible, because I'm about to spend, you know, 3 hours, 10 hours in that fucking seat. I want as little time in that plane seat as possible. In other environments, just keep me out of that plane because I know I'm going to have to spend a load of time there. So like, oh, fuck it, I'll just board last. I don't give a shit.
But also, usually, you know, when I like extra legroom as well. I get extra legroom, which
means you do
you
at the
usually
right.
get speedy boarding when you get extra legroom.
Yeah. So, I just always go aisle seat. Aisle seat just always solves it.
Aisle seat is the W. That's what I want. I want the aisle seat. I want to sit on the aisle so I can get up and pee. I don't have to get past anyone.
The aisle seat is the seat of champions.
Yeah. I agree with Rabs though. I fucking hate it when you get on a plane near the end and all of the space for the luggage is taken up. So you have to put your luggage like right at the back of the plane and you're sitting near the front or whatever.
But then I always do a check bag. I never do carry on because the glorp you have to go through at security with a carry on bag is so, I'm just like, get me through that moment as like, I'm all about minimalizing moments of pain. And moment of pain is like security, being on the plane. Like,
but then you've
got to
queue up for
bad.
Check. Sometimes the check-in line is so long.
But you can just do it all online now and then just dump your bag.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can.
You just do it all like the day before online. Go up and just dump your bag off. And
I'm
then
curious how divisive this is, though. Like speedy boarding versus sleepy boarding is what I'm going to call it.
I would
sleepy
rather board. Dude, it's have chill speedy. Boarding. I'm team Ravs. I would rather have
Let's
speedy
go.
Boarding. Yeah.
Okay, but when you're like traveling in a group, being the only one with speedy boarding, suddenly like the logic completely falls apart when you already have to wait for people who are checking bags and
there
stuff.
Was
it's
the
just
moment
like
when we were flying from San Diego to Vegas where I was the only one that had paid for speedy boarding and I was like, guys.
See ya.
Yeah.
Like I got frisked, what, like four times
or
something?
Yeah, you got frisked four times.
And I still made it to the flight, bro. Like,
yeah, you did, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
But,
so
okay,
funny.
Assuming I survived.
Okay. Your speedy boarding kept you alive.
Somehow.
Okay. Yeah.
I feel like if we're going to, what is like one skill? What's one skill you think you have that's going to be really helpful when we crash land? 0 degrees is on a flight. We crash land onto an island. What's one skill that's going to keep us alive until help comes or help us like thrive and live?
We're on the big podcast tour.
On our mega tour bus.
On the mega tour bus. On our private jet. We've crashed. The pilot's dead. It's just us. What skill? When I think of survivability, I'm such like a glamper that I don't think I actually have any skill.
I am struggling a bit here.
I feel like I could build us a decent show. I spent a lot of my like childhood building forts in the garden out of wood, like just nailing shit together.
I would take on the task of fire. I would try and kill the fire.
Oh God.
Do you have experience in this, Raz?
I've watched Alone and stuff. Yeah.
So how do you do it?
You have to go find nice dry bits of wood, but you also have to find like some dry grass or wood chippings to make a tinder out of.
Okay.
And then you get like, you make a little fire pit of rocks and then you put in the wood that you want to burn and then you put like the shavings and stuff on the top and then you either use a stick or you use something else to try and get the fire going. Stoke a flame.
Right, so I've made shelter. Ravs has made fire. Lydia, what are you bringing to the party? Your great fishing skills.
I love to fish. What about the useful fact that I'll just eat anything? Like, so like, you know that episode of The Simpsons where it's like Lord of the Flies and they get stuck on that island and they're all trying to find food and then Lisa is like, I found slime, delicious slime. And she's just licking that rock. I'll go off and collect like slime and stuff and bring it back for our dinners.
I think that's how we die.
Lydia, why are we cooking
berries.
This slime?
Poison berry and slime. Well, feast, you know, my boys.
If it's like a desert island, like there's like beach and stuff, there might be like kelp along the thing. You can eat kelp.
Nutritious kelp.
Yeah.
Start drying the kelp out for the next 7 weeks.
We can look for coconut husks.
Okay, that's
maybe
nice.
Coconuts.
Very moisturizing.
I feel like I'm more scared of just like diseases and just like mosquitoes. Do you know what I mean? Just
get
like
sunburnt to fuck as well. You have to, like, well, that's where Harry Shearer
better be fucking dope because
Big palm leaves, it'll be cute.
Oh, I get a stick and I get a rock which I sharpen and then I get some twine which is just there and then I make it into a little spear. Twine just there, it's just there.
All these things that are just there.
And I go into the water and I get some fish and then I cook us a delicious fish and it's actually really undercooked and we all get severe bowel poisoning and we all die shitting ourselves violently on the beach. What about that?
I feel like fish is bait. I feel like fish is always survivalist bait because I think people are like, yeah, I'll just go catch a fish. That shit would be fucking impossible without the correct tools or the know-how. I feel like you're better off like going like, looking for like little clams or like sea snails. You're right. There's like a lot of crustaceans that live at the bottom of the sea that are kind of just like immobile pieces of shit. And they're just asking to be eaten by people who are dying on a beach.
Yeah, but I've played loads of fucking Stardew Valley, mate. All you got to do is like follow the little bobby thing. And you fuck,
part of me really wants us to just like try and do like a fake Bear Grylls and just, can we do it?
Oh, Ravs, you go collect crabs. You love crabs. Go love collect crabs.
Oh my God. I'd have to get Harry to like, prepare them for me like you did in Vegas. Like, I, for people that don't know, I have a weird irrational hatred of crabs. They really creep me out and they gross me out.
I was very impressed though. You did eat them.
Yeah, but I had to get you to put it on my plate because I didn't want to touch it.
I had to like break down a fucking crab leg for me
because I didn't want to break into it and sort of get creep me out. And then I ate it and it tasted good, but it made my whole body squirm.
It's good. Crab tastes good.
It does taste nice, but it made my whole body squirm like I was eating like demon meat.
It was very funny. I mean, he was also very hungover. I'll give him that. It was,
oh my God, you ate crab whilst you were hungover. So they think you ate. What did you do that to yourself?
It made me squirm. It really creeped me out. I didn't like it. I liked it, but I didn't like it.
So funny.
How long would we keep up this facade, though? That's the question. How long would we...
I feel like secretly every night I'm like trying to get rescued. I'm like, it's going so great, guys. You know, the shelter's great. The fire's like roaring. The crab meat is like... crabby. Wow, this is going so great. And then at night, I'm just like, help!
Oh my God, help!
Morse code, help!
Help!
Anyone!
I'm putting down SOS rocks and shit.
Oh my God, definitely. I would want to get, like, because I am I'm a little city bitch. I'm a little city bitch. I would be absolutely useless. I think I watched one episode of Bear Grylls and it was something about
taking just instantly drinking piss.
Just drinking my piss.
5 minutes
glugging it down. And then something about some kind of goo he found somewhere, which he turned into sun cream, but I don't remember what the goo was, so I'm rubbing any kind of goo I find on me. I'm drinking my own piss. I'm dying. I'm dehydrated. I've only been there for 20 minutes. You're holding me in your arms as I pass away. Like, I need to
She's like, call the NHS. I'm like, no, they can't get here. We're in Bermuda.
So I'm getting out of there as soon as I fucking can, because that sounds like absolute hell. I am not an outdoors gal. I do not hike, I do not camp.
Never mind trying to survive.
It's like worse camping.
It's definitely worse camping.
Like, honestly, I don't see myself surviving in any sort of apocalypse. I would sooner give up. Like, I don't have the will to survive.
Brilliant. I'm going to crash land with two nihilists. Yeah. It's instantly just like, it's over, Harry. It's over. Give up.
Just kill me.
We're on Jersey. We're not even like, it's just off the coast of England.
Yeah. We're on the Isle of Wight. There's like civilization down the road.
It's like a Sainsbury's 5 meters away. It's too far home, Harry. We'll never make it. I'm withering.
That would be us. We'd crash on a desert island, but we're stuck here. And then, like, just over the road, it'd be like, actually, you're behind a Sainsbury's.
Sainsbury's local.
Yeah.
Fuck's sake.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't think we'd do very well. We're not ready for it. And to be honest, it's just one of those things that I feel like as a kid, I thought I'd need to be ready for a lot, but it turns out it's not that important in life.
How often do you fly over a desert island?
not often at all.
And land there and survive a plane crash. There's like a lot of variables that have to honestly come into play.
Plane crashing in the water is my hugest fear.
Oh my God. Don't.
Deep open ocean water. Man. No, yeah, there's crab. There'd be crabs down there.
And not to make people more anxious of flying, but like, I feel like the last like 5 years, there's been a lot of plane crashes that have been just like.
We not. This is my number one fear. Planes never crash. It's fine. You went to statistically impossible.
That British Airways therapy. Remember, the plane always stays in the air, apart from the 1% of the time it does not stay.
Just fly over Russia.
Oh my God, shut up. Okay, no, moving on. Absolutely moving fucking on.
We
moving
actually
on.
Have to wrap up. Sorry, this is a short episode
fuck
this
you guys.
Week. Yeah. Let's save Lydia the trauma. Ravs, do we have some more patrons that you wanted to read out?
Yes, we actually had some new Patreon members join us. Let me shout them out quickly. I'm not going to read out everyone's name. But
give them a little shout. They deserve it.
Chelsea, Sarah, and Charlie are three new patrons.
They sound like lovely
so
people.
Shout out to all of you lovely folks for supporting us. If you want to support us, it's patreon.com/zerodegrees. We usually put up a little message saying we're going to be recording and give you a little code word to help us pick out your questions.
Yeah, I feel like we shouldn't have revealed that because now people are just going to start their questions with random words. It's not going to be the correct word.
It's not going to be correct
yeah,
word.
Yeah, we know the right word.
Our DGEN brains pick weird shit. patrons, you'll probably get some more extra cool content soon.
Stop baiting them with our Ravs. We're so busy.
We're so busy, but one of these days it's coming, all right?
Do you know
promise.
What, though? I feel like the patrons carry us, though, because patrons send in some of the most consistently good questions.
Yeah, that's true.
And yeah. I feel like, if anything, they're like our premium question askers. I read a lot of the questions. Actually, although I think there was a Patreon question from a guy that was like, I'm in a X. Oh, no, it wasn't a Patreon question. Here it is. I'd like to start off, I'm just going to read this. We're not going to answer this question because this question is fucking nuts.
Okay.
I'd like to start off by saying I love the podcast. Currently canning it every day at work while operating as an excavator breaking concrete. Then goes on, now onto the real shit. I scrub down my shower pretty often. I'll leave that open for interpretation. But usually before I scrub it down, I nut in the shower. So here's my question. Is my soap bar that fell without me knowing dirty? Is it a cum soap bar or is it naturally clean because it's pure soap? Again, love the podcast. I was like, we can't answer that question. That's a crazy fucking question.
I was not expecting that. That took me on an adventure. I was
like,
not
oh,
expecting.
That's a great opener. He's like breaking the concrete. He's like, yeah, 0 degrees is on. Yeah. And then just fucking, it's all about cum.
I don't know, dude. I think we should answer that some other time. I think we should.
Yeah. Bonus question then. There we go. The cum soap is fine.
I think cum soap, I would use the cum soap.
It's pure soap. I love that. I just say it. It's all clean. The soap can never be dirty.
I'm rubbing the cum on myself, but I'm also rubbing the soap on myself. So,
It cancels each other out. It's fine.
We'll be back next week with a longer episode. And, you know, thank you to our patrons. Please also send in your questions. You know, other people do send in fantastic questions. We do still pick out of that list as well.
Yeah, maybe we'll have to go back and do some of these really long ones that we got during the beginning of the year.
Yeah,
some
we've got a couple of big long ones that we've picked out that we need to get around to answering.
We've got some like Am I the Asshole ones.
We should do some Am I the Asshole stuff.
Yeah, send in more of those. I really like those.
Remember to rate and review as well the podcast on all of the podcast places where you listen, but mainly Spotify because that's the one we like.
Yeah. I checked recently and there was a lot. It was like 500 or 1,000 5-star reviews or something like that.
God.
It was amazing. So thank
Click
you so
button,
much.
Feel good.
Click
button, feel good. Make 0 degrees smile.
Yay. Yes. Mm-hmm.
We'll catch you guys next time.
Yeah. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.